You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As we approach the December 6th runoff election for the U.S. Senate in Georgia, we've been discussing runoffs, what they are, and where they're used. One type of runoff is gaining popularity in states, counties, and cities, instant runoff or ranked choice voting elections. Regular top two runoff elections usually have a much lower turnout, but the expensive infrastructure for an election still has to be there. Municipalities must pay poll workers and officials, retain polling places like schools, churches, and arenas, and provide police protection. One of the benefits of ranked choice voting is built into the choices you make on a regular election day and doesn't require a separate runoff election. As the name suggests, voters rank their choices in order of preference. If one candidate receives a 50% plus one vote majority as first choice, that person is the winner. If no candidate reaches that threshold, the candidate with the fewest votes is eliminated, and each of those votes is applied to that voter's next highest choice, and the percentages are recalculated. That process continues until there's a candidate with a 50% plus one vote majority. The state of Alaska just implemented ranked choice voting in open primaries earlier this year. Nevada just took its first step toward ranked choice on November 8th, and Seattle just passed it for city elections. We have more information on how instant runoff ranked choice voting works at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.